From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson along with Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And let's get to the news that just came moments ago from the Federal Reserve. The Fed is ending quantitative easing, its multi-trillion dollar bond buying program that has been going on since the financial crisis. In a statement, the Federal Open Market Committee said it has seen substantial improvement in the labor market in the U.S. and underlying strength in the broader economy. The Fed says interest rates will remain near zero for a considerable period of time. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. She's with us now. Diane, your reaction to this news?
Well, the big news in this report is, of course, not the end of quantitative easing and the large-scale asset purchases, which we did expect. It's the take on the economy, somewhat more bullish than we expected. Certainly the switch on the labor market has improved. There's acknowledgement of that. But on inflation, they clearly decided to sort of take the not to panic people about risks of deflation or slower inflation. And they said, you know, listen, we're going to look through these lower energy prices. We like lower energy prices. Those are good news for consumers. And we think that inflation is probably the risks of slower inflation being too low is a little diminished from earlier in the year. That's where a surprise is. Also, what's interesting is the dissent this time around didn't come from the hawks, which is where we have seen the dissent. It came from a noted dove, Coke Lakota, out of Minneapolis. He was sort of saying, hey, you know, I actually am worried about labor markets still. I'm worried about this inflation situation, and I don't think we should end the asset program, and I think, you know, you got the characterization wrong. So that was a real pivot from what we'd seen. On the face of it, I think, you know, it looks like the Fed has left all doors open, as we expected they would, but I think they're really concerned about what they communicate. They really do think about if they talk things down too much, does it give the wrong message? And they're being very cautious how they talk about the low inflation rates right now.
Well, and the stock market reaction at this moment, the Dow down about 86 points at 16,919. It didn't really change too much from where it was before the announcement. So this clearly is what people were expecting, that quantitative easing would come to an end, as the Fed had been saying. You were talking there about inflation and deflation. We spoke with the former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers recently and asked him what he thought the Fed should do. And here's what he said.
Deflation, not inflation, is the greater risk today. Not enough spending, not overspending, is the greater risk today.
Diane Swonkey's talking there about the possibility that because of a weak economy, perhaps the prices would be falling, which many economists see as a bigger problem than inflation. What do you make of that?
It is a bigger problem. There is no question about it. And it's something that the Fed is hedging against. And that's part of the reason why, even though this is a little less and on worrisome on the inflation front than I expected on the statement, the Fed has said, you know, considerable time that they expect to keep interest rates low. And it's also why you're going to see the Fed, you know, really hedge their downside in terms of moving interest rates when they do move interest rates. You know, if the economy continues to improve, great. But they really are worried about hesitation related to lower inflation. And I think one of the issues you're seeing here is communications. The Fed is trying to communicate, we're not worried about it, so they don't feed worries. That said, they are concerned, or we wouldn't have gotten the dissent we did.
As you look back at quantitative easing, and this has been in place for 6 years, ever since the financial crisis, an extraordinary stimulus measure, buying billions of dollars of bonds every month. Did it work? And could this economy have survived in the way that it has without quantitative easing?
Well, I'll answer the second question first, and is no, it couldn't have without quantitative easing, without the extraordinary efforts the Fed did. That said, did it work? It worked, but did it work as well as it could have? No. And part of the reason it didn't work as well as it could have, the biggest impact was initially when the Fed intervened on mortgage markets, which had completely seized up, and they stopped that. They reversed it just by announcing that they would do something really big here and sort of be the buyer of last resort in the mortgage market on secondary mortgages, on the mortgage-backed securities from Freddie and Fannie. And that jump-started the mortgage market. That said, what is the Fed still worried about? The housing market. The one thing that was negative in this whole assessment was the housing market's not performed as the Fed would like. And, you know, if you ask people who have left the Fed that aren't trying to sort of preserve their legacy, they'll say it wasn't as effective as we'd like, but it did work. It just didn't work as well as we'd hoped.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, joining us with this news out just moments ago that the Fed is, as expected, ending its quantitative easing, its multi-trillion dollar bond buying program that's been going on since the financial crisis. Diane, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.